It was really good. I've been really nervous about the show. I always, for some reason, get nervous for live shows, and like, well, in person drives me insane and I want to die.
Excuse me, you guys.
Then a live show, you never know if it's going to start out right. And then you get compared to like Big Fatty's 20 minutes of silence one time. Nobody wants that.
Wait, what happened? Why was he 20?
I think it was like the first or second Pride 48 we did.
Uh-huh.
The first like 20 minutes of his show was complete silence.
Because no one could hear him. Oh.
I think I'm pretty sure that's the reason.
That's kind of fucked up.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty drives me insane and I want to die.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 4082, I say chew, of the BFO for Thursday the 28th of
September
2023, y'all. Coming up on today's little show, y'all, it is the third and final part of Big Fatty's show held during Pride 48 weekend. Big Fatty, finally, an end. Well, y'all, here we are. Here we are. It is the last little bit of Big Fatty's hour here on Pride 48. Yo, I know some of you are saying, y'all, the Nip walked in here and says, why are you just playing all these reruns? Y'all, this is the historical part of Pride 48. Big Fatty, whatever. And, y'all, I think it kind of sets the stage of where we were and where we are now. And, y'all, I've got... And this one's a little bit long, I will tell you that. But, y'all, it is Big Fatty's show, or part of Big Fatty's show, where he's talking about Pride 48 on the Monday after the Pride 48 weekend. And, y'all, sit back. It was, y'all, by the way, I also, Big Fatty read out the names of the shows the week before Pride 48, and y'all, there were 50 hours of programming with the beginning and ending show, and I said then, oh, I'm sure there'll be 2 hours of silence sometime during the weekend. You know, somebody'll fuck it up, and y'all, who knew? But Big Fatty would be the one to do that. Big Fatty, we all knew. That's who knew. So y'all, let's just take a step down memory lane and listen for this.
Hello there, Peabody here. Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
What famous date shall I set it to today, Mr. Peabody?
Well, Sherman, let's go back to the Monday after that famous Pride 48 weekend that had 20 minutes of silence.
I want to thank everybody in Charleston because I'm going to, you know, be putting these shows up sort of city by city. So I just wanted to stop and take a moment and say thank you to people like Big Fatty, one of the greatest people that I've ever met in the podosphere, and really had a great time with him. And I miss him. Home. And if you ever have a chance to meet him, just make sure that you don't miss it because he is very fun and a lot more gassy than you would ever think that he was. You have to meet him in person to understand that he's that much more gassy.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I miss him. Home.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 365 of the BFO for Monday, the 29th of June, 2009. Coming up on today's show, Big Fatty's got the coupon here to tell you about, and I have got some more voice letters to clear up, and I'm going to chitter-chat a little about the old Pride 48. Oh, Lord. Hi. Hey everyone, I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to start out right now talking about the Pride 48 because, y'all, it was a weekend hootenanny palooza extraordinary shenanigans, y'all. There were shenanigans. And, y'all, I have to say that, you know, Adam from that Adam and Maddie show came up with the idea and said, Daniel Beaver, I have an idea. Now you go do it. And and Daniel Beaver goes, okay. And y'all, I don't think either one of them got a minute's sleep. Well, I take that back. I know Daniel Beaver got a couple of minutes sleep because, y'all, he had to put up with Big Fatty over the weekend. And, y'all, Big Fatty fucked it up. Fucked it up in grand style. And I'm quite proud of how I personally how I took down Pride 48. It went down like clockwork. Okay, we're going to send it off from the kickoff show, and we're going to send it to Big Fatty, and what did everybody hear? Y'all, actually, they didn't even hear that. So after 20 minutes of complete and total silence, finally, that Daniel Beaver got Big Fatty up on his stream. Now, I know that sounds dirty, y'all, but there are some terms that everyone has learned this weekend. We all know to refresh our stream, and we all know what a fucking interstitial is, and we all know the folks in Seattle forgot to disconnect. Their computer out there was stealing the stream every chance it could fucking do it. So, anyway. But we love them anyway. Well, maybe Daniel Beaver doesn't love them. And Maddie, because they had to go steal it back. So, y'all. Y'all, because Big Fatty... and by the way, Big Fatty did some heavy, heavy, heavy drinking on Friday night. Y'all, I was so discombobulated, and I had such a nice thing prepared and everything, and it just, and I had done it the night before. I had done it Thursday night. Big Fatty, what are you doing? Well, I've done it. It's going to work perfect on Friday. But, of course, it fucked up. And, of course, everybody in the chat room was so supportive. Oh, Big Fatty has already killed it. You know, oh, Big Fatty personally killed Pride 48. Oh, we love Big Fatty. He planned that. Oh, you know. Anyway, Big Fatty has two extremely, and I do mean extremely, strong Tanqueray and Tonics on Friday night. And y'all, I was fucked up. And evidently, I called in to Archer's show from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Y'all, it's a two-hour fucking show sitting out there you can go listen to. Anyway, I evidently called up to that, and I evidently, because I heard him talking about my testicles. Now, why would Archer and the boyfriend be talking about my testicles? I don't know. But then Saturday morning, Big Fatty had a 30-minute show, and y'all, I had zero confidence that it was going to work Saturday morning. Poor Daniel Beaver, he had been up all night long. He set 15 alarms, and sure enough, John Ong, he ended his show. Big Fatty hit start broadcast, and not a fucking thing happened. So I immediately had Daniel Beaver's phone number already in the iNatter. It was ready to go. I had a message to go into the chat room. It's not working. Calling Daniel Beaver right now. And sure enough, I called Daniel Beaver and got the voice letters. So I'm like, great. Okay, well, it can't be any more than 30 minutes, because then it's going to go off to Princess Hannah. And so, y'all, evidently, Daniel Beaver slept through 10 alarm clocks, and the thing that woke him up was his iNatter ringing. And y'all, I'm going to send Daniel Beaver the BFO ringtone. And by the way, if any of y'all would like to have the BFO ringtone, just send me an e-letter to ruined at bigfattyonline.com, and I'll send it to you. There's no charge for that, y'all. There is absolutely no charge. All of a sudden, Daniel Beaver shows up, and we only played the best 10 minutes of silence from from Friday night. And then I nitter-nattered through for a while. And, y'all, he was not in a good mood at 10 a.m. Saturday. Let me tell you a couple of things. Y'all, you've heard me use the word interstitial. And, in fact, that's going to be the name of the episode today. But, y'all, because I fucked up and I couldn't play the things like I was supposed to because I was having to... I was having to go through Daniel Beaver's stream. Again, this sounds dirty, but it's really not. I was unable to play the two interstitials that the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Now, y'all, the Sea Hag did all these interstitials, which are like outgoing bumpers so that people know, okay, Big Fatty's coming to an end. And it's a fucking commercial, y'all. That's all it is. It's a fucking commercial. But, y'all, I'm going to play the two interstitials that the Sea Hag recorded to end Big Fatty's Friday night show and his Saturday morning show. So here they are.
I'm your Auntie Vera Charles of VeraSpeaks.com.
Pride 48 went flawlessly.
Eyeliner live on Pride 48.
So I want to thank the Sea Hag for doing those, and I'm sorry that I wasn't able to play them during my Pride 48 shows. But y'all, that's how Big Fatty do when he fucks it up. So anyway, but I know that the Sea Hag worked very hard on those, and I was happy to be able to play those for you here so that everybody could hear the hard work that If You Like Chicken did for Pride 48. Even though, y'all, I don't understand why she didn't do a show. She was in the mobile mansion all weekend chit-chatting. She called into my show. She called into my show on Friday night. What the hell are you doing? Hooch, bring me some more green tea. Y'all, it was a train wreck then. It's still a train wreck now. But y'all, it was something else. Y'all, let's get back to the questions in the chat room here. We got one from DJ Ron that says, "Big Fatty, it seems your 32-year-old gentleman caller has been stopping by for several years. Two question, isn't he 34, 35 now? And if you've seen him for several years, how can he be a mystery date? I think you would know every inch of him." Well, DJ Wrong, excellent question. Thank you so much for that. And I do know every inch of him, but the mystery date doesn't necessarily mean that I don't know who it is. Sometimes you just don't know what you're going to do. Big Fatty Vulgar. Tastes Like Burning Tim, double question. I assume you have accessories to go with your special chair. Maybe not. Do you clean those in the dishwasher, and do you take the dishes out first? Inquiring minds want to forget. Tim, I do have some accessories, but I don't use them with the special chair. And no, I don't put them in the dishwasher. No, Big Fatty, you wash them off in the turnit. Let's see. Let's go down here. Question from Dr. Stone. Did you know that it's been about 2 years since the NIP moved next door to you? Do you regret it yet? Every day, Dr. Stone, every day. Except our lives right now, we're on different cycles. So he's asleep while I'm awake, and I'm awake when he's asleep. Let's just go down here. Larry Vader was cringing about something. I don't see any more questions. We're just going to run down here. Moose Parker, look at that. Do not call Harold's number. Kathy Bacon, dear God, this is podcast gold, better than Missy Witt, yes? Yeah, oh, almost always better than Missy Witt. Young Nicholas is telling me I'm going downtown. There's a question there. Trucker Alex, he says, have the legs on your chair ever broken? What calamities have you had? No, they haven't broken, but it's an adjustable seat. And there was one time when my muscly gentleman caller came over and I had it too low and I couldn't breathe. And so that was about the only calamity that I had there. Let's just see if there's any more questions here. We got a question here from George in Atlanta. Apologies, but aren't you older than the old gal? George, an excellent question. Thank you for bringing this up. No, the old gal, she reminded everybody every year, May the 7th, and sent you to her Amazon wish list. Much older. I mean, just tremendous amount older than Big Fatty is. Matt Burlingame is saying that I need to go to the clinic. Maybe. Let's just see here. Three gentlemen, Allens per day. Three gentlemen, Allens per day per year. Is quite a lot. Aspirational. Thank you, Nico. Y'all, Nico. Yeah, I miss Nico. He's a lovely. He is just lovely. And Dr. Stone's passing some judgment on Marsha. And let's just see if we got any more here. I'm just scrolling down the chat room. Big Fatty, this makes for excellent, excellent podcasting. Well, it couldn't be. A question from the old gal. Says, what are the best and worst parts of retirement? The best part is retirement. The worst part is there's not one. There really isn't. I get a check. It shows up. And I do what I want when I want, and yeah, there's nothing better. There's nothing better than just waking up in the morning and going, now what day is it? And all right, Lamont Cranston's got one. I am in the process of moving again. When you move to the Fat Villa, did you pack yourself or pay young movers to pack the special chair, sling, crematory, etc.? No, Lamont, I packed all my boxes myself. Yes, Big Fatty. The Faye driver's here, y'all. He's trying to get a green card or something, I think. let's just see. We got another question here from Young Nicholas. How do you get more gentlemen callers than me? I don't know. I guess good luck. Anyway, have we got any more questions here? Someone has a coupon. Young Nicholas had a coupon, it says. There goes a seal going downtown. I'm just looking here. Oh! Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely remainder of the Pride 48 weekend. Y'all, coming up next. Coming up next is that Big Ricky and Adam and Jerry. You know, Jerry was on The Price is Right. Yes, Big Fatty. They're going to do the stinky orangutans. And, y'all, I hope you have a great weekend. Listen to a new show sometime this weekend. You'll be glad you did. And, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Big Ricky. And Big Ricky, when Big Fatty is your lead-in show, what's running through your mind as you're getting ready to push the button, huh?
Big Fatty, it drives me insane and I want to die.
It's your chance to fuck it up.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.